Welcome to Stateside. I'm Lester Graham. The transition of power at the Capitol continued yesterday. State legislators chose new leadership. As all of this power changes hands, what could possibly go wrong? Joining us now are our Friday political commentators. Ken Sikkema is Senior Policy Fellow at Public Sector Consultants and a former Majority Leader of the State Senate. Vicki Barnett is a former Mayor of Farmington Hills and a former Democratic Legislator in Lansing. Well, anything interesting happened in Michigan politics this week?
Other than an election?
Yeah, seriously. I was at the Public Sector Consultants Pundit Summit yesterday, and Governor-elect Gretchen Whitmer's people were saying Governor Snyder's team is working really well with them to make the transition as smooth as possible. For the first time since Governor Engler, we're going to have a governor in office who has legislative experience. How much of a difference will that make in how well the legislative and executive branches work together, Ken?
Oh, I think it'll make an enormous difference. You know, this situation of a newly elected Democratic governor in Republican House and Senate is the result of the election of 16 years ago when Jennifer Granholm was first elected governor in 2002. And I think the big difference between then and now, one of the big differences, is that Governor-elect Whitmer does come out of the legislature, and it just helps enormously. She understands it. She's used to the sort of give and take. She's used to the sort of the bombs that get thrown occasionally rhetorically, and that's not going to phase her much. So I think it stands both her, the legislature, and the state of Michigan in good stead.
Vicki, Governor-elect Whitmer says she'll make it a priority to talk with the legislative leaders, bringing back the so-called quadrant meetings, meaning the Senate majority and minority leaders, the Speaker of the House and minority leader. How useful are those kinds of meetings between the legislative leaders and the governor?
I think they're hugely important, especially since we have divided government right now. And getting back to what you said about Gretchen having experience in the legislature, she not only has experience, but she has experience as a minority leader with an obstructionist majority leader in the Senate. So she's used to finding her way through that kind of rough surface area to come up with some positive plans. And I think the quadrant meetings, the communication between the executive and the leadership in the House and Senate, both the majority and minority, that's part of the problem. There's been a lack of communication of shared priorities, and bringing back those meetings will help smooth that out. I am concerned, however, that the incoming Senate Majority Leader, Mike Shirkey, says he's not sure he wants to participate.
Well, let's talk about that a little bit, because the Senate and House have elected their leaders. As you said, in the Senate, Mike Shirkey has been elected Majority Leader. In the House, Representative Lee Chatfield will be Speaker of the next session. The minority leaders are Christine Gregg of Farmington Hills, Vicki, your
yes.
state rep, and the Senate Minority Leader will once again be Jim Ananick. Ken, what do you think of those choices?
Well, every caucus in every session is unique to itself. And I think these leaders, it's always good to get advice from past leaders, but really at the end of the day, they have to be comfortable in their own skin. And that's what will make them successful. I'm not a huge fan of the quadrant meetings. I think they can help. They're not going to be a replacement, though, for the kind of one-on-one that the governor-elect will have to have with a majority leader or with the speaker, for example. That's going to happen a lot, aside from the quadrant meetings.
If, as Vicki says, Mike Shirkey isn't interested in participating in those meetings, is that a mistake or is that just him going his own way?
Well, I haven't seen any comment that he said he wouldn't participate. He said he was a little bit more measured. He said he wanted to think about it. At the end of the day, if the governor invites you to a meeting, you tend to go to a meeting. But once again, having a meeting for a meeting's sake doesn't add value. There's going to have to be a lot of one-on-one conversations with all the leaders and the governor when it comes to particular and specific pieces of legislation or budget items.
Vicki, what do you think of these choices in leadership?
Well, I think that they were all fairly expected. The only real concern was what was going to happen in the state house on the Democratic side, where there was a real challenge between Chris Gregg and Representative Brian Elder from Saginaw, and Chris Gregg won out. And that was in large part due to the fact that the caucus knows her and that there was this huge influx of women. Again, the Republicans have nominated most of their leadership teams are men. On the Democratic side, that's a little different, with Stephanie Chang as the floor leader, minority floor leader in the Senate, and Chris Gregg being the minority leader in the state House. I want to get back to the quadrant meetings for a moment, because I don't like meetings for meeting's sake. But we have divided government, and we have very strong opinions on both sides of the aisle. To start to have a conversation where people get to know each other and can talk about their goals and hopes and dreams for the state of Michigan and try to find some common ground in a five-way meeting, to me, makes a lot of sense to find out where everybody's coming from, to try to learn how to negotiate the best way possible. That is no replacement for one-on-one meetings, nor is it a replacement for the governor to sit down and meet with the committee chairs and vice chairs to find out what's on their minds. And I'm hoping there's a lot of touchy-feely stuff to really get to know each other, which is difficult to do in a term-limited environment, but something that has been so necessary and so missing. And I hope that we have a change in tone coming out of Lansing.
Vicki Barnett is a former Democratic legislator. Ken Sikkema is a former Republican legislator. You can hear them most Fridays here on Stateside. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Thanks, Lester.